Avos Perk Base Mishnah Yud Gimel 2:13, and in some Mishnahs this is 2:9. Amar Lahem, he said to them, this is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai saying to his five students, Tzu'u ru'u ezui derech yisharash yidbok ba ha'adam. Go and determine which is the derech yisharah, the straight and narrow path that a person should cleave to. Now this contrasts with the first Mishnah of the Perk, where Rebbe Yud Nasi had said which is the path, the derech yisharah, sheyavor lo ha'adam, that a person should choose. Back there in the first Mishnah, we're talking about in general, how should a person approach the good life? What does it mean to be good? How should a person approach all midos and all refinement of his character? And there his answer was, like the Rambam understood and the Bartender echoed, the middle path, and you can do that if that's good for you, and also you'll get sort of social feedback, if you will. People will be happy that you're that way. You're sort of in the middle, not too stingy, and not too profitable, waste of money, and the like. Here in our Mishnah Yud Gimel, or Tess, we're talking about, so to speak, it's great to be perfect in all midos. That's a wonderful idea, and please God, everyone should get there. But where should a person focus his efforts? If he's going to focus on one thing, so to speak, that would have the biggest knock-on effect, that would sort of spill over to the rest of his character, what should a person focus on above all else? That's kind of the question over here. And we're going to have five different approaches from the five different Talmidim, of what's the most important thing to focus on. Not saying nothing, not others aren't important, but this is kind of speak, so to speak, the most important, maybe strategically, so it makes you a better person across the board. Now, I should speak out here that there are certain Mefarshim, like the Derech Haim, the Maharal, who understands that there are five different answers by the five different Talmidim, because there are five different types of people. As you saw in the previous Mishnah, they have different strengths, and therefore there are different recipes for what they should work on. That may be true, and I think there's an important point in that, that there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to all problems, including problems of character development, but I'm going to not approach in that way. I'm simply going to approach their five suggestions as independent suggestions and suggest perhaps as a hierarchy that the Mishnah is saying that each one has merits over the previous. So, here we have Rabbi Eliezer, the first of the five, so Ben Hurkanus, Omer, Ayin Tova, a good eye. Now the Bartanura learns that a good eye here means Mistapet B'mashi Yeshlo, he's happy with what he has, meaning a good eye means you look at other people favorably, you don't think, you wish what they had, you regret they have what you don't have, you want to sort of be jealous of them, or even that you just want to pursue on your own merits, you just want to pursue, you know, luxuries because you want more and more like everybody else. So the problem with that, of course, is that you're focused on other people and you're focused on getting stuff that comes at the expense of your own personal development, of your personal Talmud Torah and mitzvahs, your Vodas Hashem, because you're worried about stuff, getting stuff, competing with the neighbors. So that's no good. So that's the first suggestion. Worth noting, Rabbeinu Yonah understands Ayin Tova in the more conventional sense, that a good eye means that you have the Midas HaNedivus, that you're a generous, magnanimous, beneficent person. You're generous, and you want the best for people, and you're giving of yourself, of your time and your resources, and that will spill over to, again, making you a better person across the board. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says the path you should choose first and foremost is a good friend. And really interestingly, the Bartanura learns that the good friend here means you should find a good friend for yourself, which is, to me, quite surprising. But his thought is that if you have a good friend, your good friend will keep in the straight and narrow. You will trust him and rely upon him to give you good advice. And when he sees that you've, you know, crossed the line, he'll get back into line. Now, it's worth noting, as far as I'm concerned, that the first mission there of the Perek, we talked about Rebbe, so he said that Derech Yisrael Sheyavor Lo Adam is Kol Shehi Teferes Lo Seha, whatever is intrinsically good you should do, but also V'Teferes Lo Min HaAdam, that you get appreciation from the people around you. There's sort of the social feedback that you get, and that helps you to know if you're doing the right thing. So here again, you have this idea of Rabbi Yeshua saying, the Chaver Tov, you have a good friend, and the good friend will let you know what you have to work on, and you'll ohev ezat tochachot, you'll love what he has to say, appreciate it, and that will keep in the straight and narrow. The Bartanura has that approach, but Rabbi Yonah says no. Chaver Tov doesn't mean to get a good friend, it means to be a good friend. Okay, and by being a good friend, you'll work on yourself, and you'll become giving, and you'll, as I tell my kids all the time, you know, there's two kinds of people, givers and takers. You'll become a giver, you'll be a good friend to others, and that will, you know, spill over to the rest of your life. Now, I assume that they're not mutually exclusive, meaning whether it means to get a good friend or be a good friend, sort of takes one to know one. We talked about acquiring a friend earlier on. We said that, you know, you have to pay the price, the kinyan, the price is to be a good friend. And so it's true here, I'm sure, as well. So whichever it is, first as a primary as opposed to secondary, being a good friend and having a good friend, they both are virtue. And the thought is that perhaps they're a greater virtue than the first Ayin Tova suggestion, because to have an Ayin Tova, to be, you know, look kindly to others, or to be happy with what you have, or to be generous, all the above. So those things are all fantastic and makes you a wonderful person. But over time, a person could become, you know, could change. He could sort of lose that graciousness, or become a little bit jealous, or get frustrated with having less than other people have, and so on. So if it's all about him, over time, you can sort of, you know, drift away from your good character. Whereas if you have a chaver tov, so the chaver tov will get you back into line. So it's sort of an external to yourself, and that's helpful. Then you have Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachen Tov. Rabbi Yossi Cohen says, not a good friend, but a good neighbor. So the Bartender again learns consistently, it means to find yourself good neighbors. The idea is that it's all very nice to have a good friend, but you only see your friend from time to time. Your neighbors you see all the time. So if you have good neighbors, they'll rub off on you. They'll hold you to a higher standard. You won't want to do things that they won't like, that are offensive, that are below, you know, acceptable standards and so on. That'll keep them straight and narrow. And according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not to necessarily have good neighbors, but to be a good neighbor. Again, the idea is you'll have to live up to certain standards, and you'll be mindful of other people's needs and wants, and take care of them. And that will spill over to the rest of your personality. Again, I think each one kind of spills out the kind of two directions: be a good neighbor and have a good neighbor, be a good friend and have a good friend. But the idea is that the neighbor might be more valuable than the friend, in as much as the neighbor is sort of a more to deroute, a more consistent, continual pressure on you to live up to a high standard. Then you have Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon normally in Shas refers to Shimon Bar Yochai, but here it means Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel. Omer, Haroa Esanolad, the one who anticipates the future. Literally, Roa Esanolad means the one who sees what's going to be born. Okay? But it means anticipating the future. The Bartanura here learns that we're talking about a person who essentially makes this cheshbon of, you know, Mechashev Hefsed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchar, Tzchar Aveira Keneged Hefseda, to figure out, like, you know, to weigh up this world's rewards and difficulties against the hereafter, the reward and punishment in the hereafter. And the idea is, of course, that you're constantly mindful about the consequences of your actions, both for good and not so good, that'll keep in the straight and narrow and spill over into your other personality traits. So I think the Bartender goes with that approach, as opposed to the sort of usual translation. Ruas and means sort of like, it's just sort of like something cerebral, intellectual, that you're, you know, you belong in a strategic think tank, think what, you know, playing chess, what will happen 5 steps from now. That's a normal Rose and Nolan. But because here we're talking about Midos development and something which will spill over to make your good character in all dimensions of personality, so then Rose and Nolan would mean you consider the consequence of your actions in the long run, which will keep you on the straight and narrow now. The fifth approach is Rabbi Elazar. So that's Elazar ben Arach. Omer, Lev Tov. Now, Lev Tov means something like having good intentions, okay? Having good intentions, something like that. So the Mefarshim speak, this applies both to your fellow man as well as to Hashem. So in the context of your fellow man, what it means is that you want to do right by people, and you have good intentions, and you want what's best for them, and you become a giver, and so on. And as far as Hashem goes, again, you really, your Lev Tov means your heart is directed towards Hashem. You want to do the right thing for the right reasons, and serve Him with a true heart, a full heart, a loving heart. And the idea is, again, that these things will spill over into all of your character, right? If you're a person of good intentions towards Hashem and to your fellow man, that'll spill over to everybody. It'll make you have an Ayin Tova, and make you be a Chaver Tov and a Shachen Tov, and you'll, since you're good intentions towards Hashem, you'll think about Tiburos and Nolad and so on. So it's all of those things. And therefore, Amar Lahem, so this is Rabbi Yochum Zake says to his 5 students, Ro'a ani es divrei Elazar ben Arach. He says, I'm partial to Elazar ben Arach's approach, meaning the Lev Tov, midivreichem, as opposed to the rest of your ideas, shebechlal divarav divreichem, because including is his words, including the idea of having good intentions to Hashem and to your fellow man, So that includes the other four things as well.